Yeah.
That'll,
yeah. Well, that's nice. That's the best kind of wind, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned pumpkin, and you mentioned gourds. Now, there's something else that's kind of like, it's related to that, and there you grow them in a garden, too.
Yeah.
You grow? Do you grow any different kinds of squash?
Squashes, yes. We grow squash and cuscos.
And now that's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes, they're different. All in the same family, the same breed, but different names. Cuscos is got a big bottom down here, you know, and a kind of a bulb around here.
Uh-huh. And do you eat the cuscos?
Yeah.
Now, do you prepare them about the same way you do the squash?
Why, yeah.
Do you boil them or fry them?
Boil them, fry them, you know. And you dried pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
And you had poles, the pumpkin poles, and you cut that in rings and peel it and take the insides out and hang it up there and it dry. It was good. Of course, I couldn't eat it now, but then I thought it was good.
Uh-huh. How was that? Now, that was, you'd clean the insides out of the pumpkin and then make pie with that or something,
yeah.
Maybe? And then you dried the outside.
Yeah.
And then how did you cook it?
Well, you just cooked it just like you would the pumpkin. You're just cooking one now. If you wanted it that way, or you cook it with meat and put dumplings in it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it that way.
Did you make dumplings? Ever make dumplings with cornmeal?
No, never did.
Always with
wheat.
With wheat flour. Uh-huh. And were there any kinds of melons that do you grow? I don't know if you grow any here, but are there any kinds of melons that?
Oh, we used to way back. People grew fields of watermelons and marshmallows, but
right.
They don't anymore.
None at all around here,
no,
really.
Might be just a few, but.
Uh-huh.
They don't do no good.
Now, are there any other kinds of melons similar to... Now, the watermelon is really kind of different, different, but any melons were kind of like mushmelons?
Yeah, we used to grow mushmelons here.
Uh-huh.
I believe last year we had some.
Does that have kind of a brownish skin on
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and there's great long,
mm-hmm.
crooked.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of like a banana.
And
grows in the shape of a man.
Was it? What color was the skin?
Well, it was a yellowish. Some of them was yellow, and some of them was green.
Mm-hmm. And did they ever? Do you have any with smooth skins?
No, I don't believe it did.
But and what color was the meat?
Yellow.
Uh huh. Now, and you always just called them mushmelons.
Mushmelons, yes.
You didn't. Was that? Never called them cantaloupes?
Well, we didn't have nothing like that then.
A cantaloupe's something different.
Yeah.
All right, and a honeydew melon is something
yeah.
different, I suppose. So a mushroom.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Now, I heard over in Bristol they were talking about banana melons. Now, is that what these mushmelons?
That's what we had, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Banana. They grow just in the shape of a banana, you know.
Uh-huh.
Big in the middle and
small at either end.
End and kind of crooked.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
Very good.
Yeah,
they really good.
Maybe they're hard to ship out, and maybe they're difficult.
Well, it might be harder to raise.
Don't know. Now, this is a little thing that grows close to the ground, and it looks like a little umbrella. You see them around trees sometimes.
Fog stoop.
Yeah, and did were there any, could you eat those?
No, I never eat them.
What about the kind you could eat?
Well, I never seen them then.
Any mushrooms?
I've seen them, well, mushrooms. You take, I know one of them old things you were speaking of here, uh-huh. goes down.